believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your Well Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Elsher hanging out with lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Mary Goulet, Richie Ote.
Hello.
Welcome back. You've been here a little bit there, a little bit there. You've been a busy man.
Shall we say you've been pursuing your what? Yes, exactly.
You've been pursuing your what.
And I tell you, every time I hear that intro and outro bumpers, it just reminds me how it might not be my what, but it's definitely in my DNA. I just want to play music more every single time I hear those.
I know, right?
Every single time.
I'm totally with you on that. And so here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk a lot about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So I wanted to cover something today here. We haven't covered this before, and fortunately there's a lot of pages in the book, so there's a lot to cover. And this is one of the things that we haven't yet had a chance to cover, which is what I call the voice of conjecture, the good old voice of conjecture. And so what is the voice of conjecture? Well, the dictionary definition of conjecture is, quote, inference, that would be another word, inference or judgment based on inconclusive or incomplete evidence, a statement, opinion, or conclusion based on guesswork. And so we all have it. I mean, we all have that voice of conjecture, can't even say it, conjecture, where we do something, where we make a decision about something based on inconclusive or incomplete evidence, a statement, opinion, or conclusion based on guesswork, which is interesting because, Richie, that, you know, falls really, I mean, that's like right in your lap as far as, you know, how you go about sort of the business side of the equation, which is making sure that conjecture doesn't come into play as often as possible, right?
Just definitely.
Just to do as much as you can to get as much information as you can so that when you make a decision, you're doing it based on fact and not just based on opinion or conclusion based on guesswork. So it's interesting. And let me just ask you this, and I'll start with you, Mary Goulet. When you think about this voice, and by the way, does this ring a bell? Do you think you have that voice of conjecture, or have you been able to quiet that voice where you are quick to form opinions, where you are quick to just make a decision based on inconclusive or incomplete evidence? Do you find yourself still doing that, or have you been able to quiet that voice of conjecture at this stage of your life?
What I've learned to do, and I've mentioned this to you guys before, is to observe and just not like impart my opinion or surmise what might be coming or going to happen. I just observe the conversation or what's going on in the room at the time and what people are doing. Mm-hmm. That gives me more information than going up into my head and trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm. So would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being completely out of control and 10 being pretty much under control, what's your relationship now with that voice of conjecture?
Pretty in control of it.
So like a 7-8 or like a 9-10? Where are we at?
An 8.75.
Exactly. And so we reduce that to a fraction. Yeah. So, Richie, how about you, man? So, first of all, do you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the voice of conjecture?
I do. Okay. I believe so. We'll see. We're gathering evidence.
We're gathering evidence right now.
I'm observing this strange conversation.
Well, I'm an interesting bird when it comes to this stuff because I think it's a never-ending target. You start with intuition, then you gather data. So it's kind of like I'm not judgmental, but there's probably a better word than this, but I do make judgment quick. I'm just willing to be wrong because you got to take action towards something or you're just sitting there paralyzed and wondering what to do next, right? So back to your comments when you're talking about data, getting data and I try to start with the gut, start with your intuition, take action towards something, notice what I'm getting. Is it going towards that what I'm wanting or not? Try to head more towards what I'm getting and adjust accordingly. So it kind of moves. Mm-hmm. It's constantly moving for me.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 for you, with 1 being totally out of control and 10 being under control, where would you say you are in terms of your relationship with that voice of conjecture?
I'd say 8.5.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's impressive. You guys are impressive.
What about you?
I mean, if I'm being sufficiently honest, God, it's not a question of whether or not I'm going to be judgmental during the day. It's just a matter of what I'm going to judge. Like, I mean, it's just I wake up and I know that I'm going to be judgmental.
But what
about
does that sound
something.
Like?
Consistency. No? What
no,
do you
I mean, like when you're saying that you wake up and you're going to be, you know, you're going to judge
yes.
someone.
Yes.
Maybe how they're driving.
Yes.
What your kids are wearing.
Yes.
Okay.
So keep going. It's like, I will, yes. I mean, whatever.
So it's yes. so funny. I went to confession because we have Easter coming up. And
I love the
I
bunny,
listed
by the way.
A couple of things that I wanted to confess. And one of them was being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that was that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing he fixated on.
Oh, really?
I'm like, so these other things, I'm good?
Right. I get a pass. I'm good on those, right?
Was he being judgmental?
Wait, he was being judgmental
no,
about
he
being
says,
your judgmental.
Try not to be judgmental. Think about that.
No, I was just messing with you.
Right, of course you are.
So it's interesting because what ends up happening is if we want to learn and we want to grow as a person, it's so important to quiet that voice of conjecture, because that voice of conjecture is going to be the thing that stands in your way of whatever that growth or whatever that progress is. And so it's really a matter of, I believe, that first step, and you can speak to this, and I'm sure at some point in your life this happened where the light switch kind of went on. But it is really that first step of moving that voice of conjecture from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind. So at least you begin to recognize when you are engaging in that sort of judgmental, non-empirical evidence, if you will, about what it is that you've already made a determination on without, in fact, it ever even happening. So you've made your decision before anything's even happened.
It's when your boys get older and start driving, you have to role model for them. So I'm role modeling for my daughters. And if I'm driving, they're like, Mom, just go a little faster. You know, what's this person in front of us doing? I said, we have no idea what's going on in their world.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, mm-hmm. maybe they are just texting and being a knucklehead driving. Yeah. But I think impatience leads to that voice of
conjecture.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's interesting because when you look back, and let me just finish the thought then on the light switch. Was there a point in time in your life where you kind of flipped the coin on it, where you may have been quick to judgment, you may have been quick to form opinion, and then you remember saying, okay, wait a minute, that might not necessarily be serving me well, and you began thinking about things more deeply before coming to any sort of conclusion. Do you remember a point in your life where you made that switch? Because it sounds like you guys are both very conscious.
Yeah.
Other than reading Stephen Covey's and with the paradigm.
I don't know. Did that? I mean,
that one affected me. It really did.
What was that part about?
Where it's just like there was a few, but the one that I remember is he's sitting there and he goes, grabs a thing of cookies and sitting next to this lady and all of a sudden, like, she starts grabbing a cookie, and then he grabs a cookie, and she grabs a cookie, and he grabs a cookie. Like, they're kind of going back and forth. They start looking at each other strange, and then...
Is that because they just both wanted the cookies?
Well, it was like...
It was like, you know, in an airport or something.
Yeah, it was in the airport, and I'm trying to speed it up so you can finish this. But at the end, like, they, you know, reach in. She cracks the cookie in half and gives him half, and he's like, WTF, like, what's going on? Like, this lady just
ate
all my cookies. And then you know, he gets on the plane later and looks down, and in his bag he still has his thing of cookies. So actually he was eating in her bag of cookies and she still split it with him at the end, right? So the paradigm of, like, watch what you're the lens you're looking through sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's a flip the switch. I think it's a more like a dimmer switch. Like mm-hmm. I became aware, like you said, bring it into your consciousness.
Yeah.
And then I just have become more like that mm-hmm. over, you know, it just, it's a good virtue.
Mm-hmm. I look at it like files, like, ooh, there comes that file again, right? We don't get rid of stuff. It's just filed in a different way, filed in a different spot.
It's like on a circular belt.
Yeah, so when something comes up, you go, oh, there you go again, mm-hmm. trying to. And that's kind of what I meant by I judge, but I try not to be judgmental. Mm-hmm. And if Wade with Mr. Thesaurus in there could give me a better word, it's not like I'm really judging. Mm-hmm. It's just you're looking
discerning?
At something, you're observing, you're somewhere yeah. in that zone, mm-hmm. and you come to a conclusion without making a hardcore period at that mm-hmm. conclusion, you know, still mm-hmm. willing to be wrong.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So it's something to definitely think about, you know, which is
bring in humility
in terms of taking your ego out of it, or
yeah,
what
just
do you mean?
Like, hey, why do I think I'm so superior that I can just be judgmental towards someone else?
Yikes, that's
good luck on that.
Yeah,
one.
No, that's a herder right there. That's probably where it stems from, right? I mean, that's
good luck, Mr. Bold.
I know. I just changed my license plate now. My God,
Mr. Humble.
Fortunately, that won't all fit on the license plate. There, so I'll be Mr. Hum. All right, guys. Well, good quality talking here with you on What Is Your What Wednesday. Appreciate your feedback. Mary Goulet and Richie Otey. I'm Steve Olscher. Don't forget, you can get a free copy of my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.